USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as just yesterday, U.S. Democratic Senator and White House hopeful Cory Booker was campaigning hard in Iowa.
That's the urgency I feel in this moment, is to make sure we have a nominee that can reach out to all of our party, those disaffected, those who are moderates, Republicans, anybody that understands that this is not about left or right, it's about right or wrong.
But this morning, Booker has announced he is dropping out of the Democratic presidential campaign. Booker had pitched a campaign theme of hope and optimism. In a statement to supporters, he says he still believes in that message, and he accuses President Trump of promoting hate and division. NBC News is reporting President Trump authorized the killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani 7 months ago. Soleimani ended up being killed in a drone strike in Iraq on January 3rd. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
The British royal family holding a special family meeting today at Queen Elizabeth's Norfolk estate. Meanwhile, Prince William and Prince Harry are condemning what they call inflammatory language used by a media outlet to describe their relationship. In a joint statement, the royal brothers are accusing that unnamed outlet of publishing false claims about the relationship between the two men. It comes as Harry and his wife Meghan Markle announced last week that they would be stepping back from royal duties and seeking to become financially independent. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says this is the week when Democrats will decide when to send articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate.
I've always said I would send them over, so there shouldn't be any mystery to that. What we did want, though, and we think we accomplished in the past few weeks, is that we wanted the public to see the need for witnesses, witnesses with firsthand knowledge of what happened.
She was on ABC's This Week, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Two U.S. senators of very different political stripes are united in their support of some new legislation. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Republican Utah Senator Mike Lee is signing on to a bill sponsored by Vermont Democrat Bernie Sanders that would freeze funding for any military intervention in Iran unless Congress gives its approval. Sanders calls himself a Democratic socialist, and he's one of the most liberal members of Congress, while Lee is a staunch conservative Republican. Both, however, were upset with the justification the White House gave for killing one of Iran's top generals. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A major Boeing supplier in Kansas is laying off thousands of workers because of the 737 MAX production halt. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the story.
One of the largest suppliers of parts to Boeing's troubled 737 MAX is laying off at least 2,800 workers in the United States. The supplier, Spirit AeroSystems, said it may also have to cut more workers if production of the grounded jet does not resume soon. Boeing's 737 MAX jets in airline fleets around the world have been grounded since March following the second crash of the airplane in less than 6 months. Those two crashes killed 346 passengers and crew. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.